David New, I want to bring you in here right now back to the program, because this is where I want you to step in and share some historical thoughts and findings that you've uncovered in regard to the adoption of the Constitution, its connection to the courts, and what you were telling me some time ago that you found was a 200-year-old plus prediction about the court that would come true. Tell us about that, if you would, please.
Oh, it is incredible what I have found when I was doing my studies on the Constitution. Very quickly, what was happening on this last segment with that justice of John Paul Stevens, what he should have said is that the rights of gun ownership comes under the 10th Amendment and is left to the states. The Second Amendment means that the federal government cannot take your guns, but under the 10th Amendment, it's left to the states what rights you have to your guns. And what he did not like is that in 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court said the Second Amendment now applies to the states, therefore the states can't take away your guns. That's what he doesn't like. Now, to get back to our subject, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read prophecy written 230 years before it happened, and I don't mean the word prophecy in the sense of the Bible, only the Bible can predict the future because God only knows the future. But I mean prophecy in the sense of insightful. Read Brutus. Everything that you see the United States Supreme Court doing today was written and predicted 230 years ago in the year of 1788 by a man by the name of Robert Yates. Robert Yates attended the U.S. Constitutional Convention. He arrived there in May, and he left around July 10th or July 5th, somewhere around there, because he realized that these people that had come to Philadelphia were not going to revise the Articles of Confederation, and he said that he wouldn't have any part of it. Now, Robert Yates was a judge in New York. He was born in Schenectady, New York, in 1738. And he went to the Constitutional Convention, and then when he finally gets to look at the Constitution and what they had done, he made a number of predictions. Everything that you see the United States doing Supreme Court today, he predicted it 230 years ago. First one, look at, he writes under the name of Brutus. And if you look at Brutus 12 and Brutus 15, Roman number 12 and Roman number 15, Brutus, B-R-U-T-U-S, you will see today's Supreme Court. Here's one of them. The Supreme Court under this Constitution would be exalted above all other power in the government and subject to no control. That is unbelievable. That is exactly what happened to religion. It doesn't matter what the president and all 535 members of the Congress say about school prayer. It doesn't matter. Once the Supreme Court rules against it, nobody can touch it. It takes an amendment to do that, and that's like pulling teeth from a shark. Here's Roe v. Wade. Here's gay marriage. Listen to this quote, and this is in Brutus 15. There is no power above them to control any of their decisions. There is no authority that can remove them, and they cannot be controlled by the laws of the legislature. In short, they are independent of the people, of the legislature, and of every power under heaven. Listen to this next sentence, ladies and gentlemen. Men placed in this situation will generally soon feel themselves independent of heaven itself. If that isn't Roe v. Wade, if that isn't the gay marriage decision, I don't know how much more you could ask for. This is unbelievable, the prediction that this judge, Robert Yates, writing under the name of Brutus, made 230 years ago.
David, what you're saying, again, I'm taking it from your comments, is that this gentleman, Yates, or otherwise known as Brutus, as you're calling him, was predicting things that really the founders never intended, and that is for the Supreme Court to be the final arbiter of every decision that takes place in the country to the point that they are reigning supreme over the legislature and over the executive branch. And literally, as Brutus said, over heaven itself. That was not the intent of the founders, was it?
You hit it right on the head. Thank you. Thank you for that comment, because that explains why Robert Yates opposed the Constitution. He foresaw what judges can do. Here's judicial activism. He said this in Brutus number 12. He said that they will be authorized to give the Constitution a construction according to its spirit and reason. And then he goes on to say, and not to confine themselves to its letter. Well, if there's one thing the U.S. Supreme Court has been doing, it's not being confined to the letter of the law. You have to wonder where they get gay marriage and an amendment, the 14th Amendment, which was written in 1868. You almost have to take a stupid pill to get the idea that gay marriage is in the 14th Amendment, but that's what they do.